Welcome, everyone, to this week's edition of Coach's Corner. I'm David Stearns here with Coach Aaron Vogelei. Coach, you guys are on a hot streak, so let's talk about that tonight, shall we? How are you?
Oh, I'm doing really well, Stearns. How about yourself?
Hanging in there, recovering from a minor procedure, but let's talk here. 5 wins in a row. You guys you accomplished your 100th win as a Retrievers coach. Congratulations on that.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Let me ask you something really quick here. What was the most memorable win out of those 100 for you?
That's a tough question. I got a lot of them. I think, the first time we played and went up against Temple, I think the game up against Lindenwood at Nationals up in Connecticut my first year to advance to the Final Four, always a big one. Every win at regionals is huge. The first Mid-Atlantic Championship. So they're all on the same platform. I don't know if there's just one that sticks out.
All right. Well, I didn't mean to cut you off there. I just wanted to make sure I asked that question. So just wanted to make sure we properly highlighted, the victories that you kind of felt were most important in your going on, 5 years now with the Retrievers.
Yeah, it's been a really nice run so far. And, we're 5 games into my 5th year. So, we're averaging, just under 25 wins a year. So, it's a nice feat, but it can't be done without the guys on the rink. So they're, I just kind of stand there and yell and blow a whistle and point them in the right direction. But they're the ones that go out there and actually win the hockey games.
Well, let's go back a few weeks here. We got to talk a little bit about Siena. We're going to go way back here. I know it may be a little bit in the back of your mind, but a weekend that you were really looking forward to after the win against Gettysburg, the real test was Siena up there at their home barn. 4-1, 3-1 victories, a lot tighter of a score as I would have thought. Or actually, you know what? I lied. It's the opposite. I didn't expect a 3-goal and a 2-goal game here. Talk a little bit about how those 2 games took place. I mean, give us the story.
I think the guys were excited. I mean, it's always nice to get, especially our young hockey team like we have, out on the road early for bonding experiences and just to kind of see what the team's made out of. So we get up to Siena in plenty of time. Went out for a team dinner and we hit the ice and we were flying. I thought the team prepared really well that week in practice for Siena. We had never won a game up in Albany before. We had tied a game 2 years ago, but never actually came out victorious. And we came out flying. And they've got a really good goaltender. They've got a new coach, so they're going to change. They obviously changed things around a little bit. They went from a very defensive coach to a very offensive coach. So, they've got a young team too, but. They played to their strengths as well. So what I thought came out really well and jumped out to a 2-0 lead after the first period and kind of set the tone for the weekend. So Siena came back and got one in the second, and then we answered with 2 goals in the first 2.5 minutes of the third period and then just kind of put everything on lockdown. I think we only allowed 7 or 8 shots totally in the third period of that first game. So came away with a 4-1 victory, and it was a pretty good victory all the way around. Our offense, I thought, played well. Our defense, the first time, that they've really played in a real meaningful hockey game, and also an Olympic sheet of ice is not the easy thing to do. So I thought we did pretty well.
Who are the performance players of that weekend? I mean, we're starting to see the name Zach Tracy quite a bit, McCall and Atkinson and O'Connor. Who stands out to you as kind of the player of that weekend in particular?
That weekend was hands down was John Drago. He stopped 72 out of 74 shots, according to Siena. I don't think we gave up 50 shots to Siena on that Friday night. But I'm not going to take saves away from Johnny either. So he made some incredible saves up against them, and he deserves every one of them. But they recorded 51 shots on Friday, and then another 24 or 23 shots on Saturday. So a total of 74 shots, and he made 72 saves. So he was by far our best hockey player that weekend.
Now, quite a transition over here, coming in, hot with a 3-0-0 record, coming back to your barn, and you had Ryder in Millersville waiting for you. Now, it seemed like you guys went through a little bit of a I guess a transition between weekends here, a 2-1 victory against Ryder. Take us through this game. I mean, was it the Kolodenko show, or how did it work out there in that 2-1 tight victory against Ryder?
You had both probably the two top goaltenders in the conference, and no disrespect to, any of the other goaltenders like Virginia Tech's Detweiler that we're going to see this weekend. He's an incredible goaltender, but I just think Drago and Kolodenko are, something really special. And you wouldn't know it by looking at Nate, but he's the heart of a lion, even though he stands 5'6", 5'7". But he's incredible. I think we hit him with 17 or 18 shots in the first period, and I mean, we ended up putting 41, 42 shots on him, and he only let two in. I mean, he had an incredible night. And we just kind of scratched our head a couple of times of how he made, split saves or cross crease saves or glove save when he was down on the ice, or we peppered him and we put good quality shots on him too. It wasn't just shooting from anywhere, but he did well. And Johnny Drago, he stopped 23 or 24 shots again. So, it really was to show the goaltenders were the highlight of it, and they didn't let anybody down. They were definitely the top two stars of that game. And but I thought we played well. We neutralized their top line with ours, and we used our speed to our advantage and our aggressiveness to our advantage, and thought we transitioned pretty well, and we were lucky to come out with a win on that night.
Three special teams goals in this contest. Nothing in the second period, but you guys opened the scoring with a power play goal from Ryan Atkinson and then a shorthanded goal from Sean O'Connor. Talk a little bit about how you've been developing your power play unit and even your penalty kill unit that seemed to shine in this one.
Yeah, we so far this year we've had good special teams. And our power play is a work in progress. Don't get me wrong. You know me, I'm a perfectionist. And I like gaudy numbers.
Yeah.
And we're not up there yet. But
you're not 50% yet, no?
No, not yet. But we're starting to get the better looks, and we're starting to move the puck better and work through our cycles and our transitions and into our, some of our set plays that we want to set up. And we're doing a much better job from that. And the next thing that's going to come is, the goals are going to start coming in more rapid fashion when that happens. So it's something that we definitely, put an emphasis on that so far this year, and so far it's been working. So the acquisition of bringing in Ian Finnerty to help me out and help Pellis out with special teams and on the defensive side has really helped as well. He's an incredible hockey mind, and is really gonna pay pay to the advantage of our special teams, both on the power play and the penalty kill. So, and I think we're doing a couple different things on being shorthanded, and I think we already have more shorthanded goals this year than we did at any point in time last year. So, so far so good.
From the other side here, let's talk a little bit about Ryder real briefly here. You see them again November 22nd, I believe, but talk about pretty much their rise here. I mean, last year they were strong contenders, and a trip to regionals and all. Talk a bit about that Ryder program and the strides that they've made in the last few years.
I think they've come a long way. I think that's pretty evident. I mean, my first year and your first year here at UMBC, you guys called the game. It was like on one of our first weekends at Piney Orchard, and we beat them 10-0. Mm-hmm. And now they're 2-1 games. And even though the actual play probably was a little bit more than 2-1. I mean, the end score is 2-1. So, but I mean, every year they've gotten a little bit better, and some of it's recruiting. I mean, you got the top line of Dietrich, Grilly. You got guys like Garvey that have been coming through that program that they'll be lucky enough to hopefully to get back second semester. Mm-hmm. And Tim Daly, or I forget his first name, but
Chris Daly,
Chris Daly, number 22. He's a nice player. Fox, number 17 on the defense. He's a real nice defenseman for him. And in this league, if you got good goaltending, you can hang in a lot of hockey games. And they got one of the best in Nate Kolodenko. He's a great kid. He's an excellent goaltender. So, I mean, every year they seem to get a little bit better, a little bit hungrier. They add a piece here, add a piece there. So, I mean, they've been to regionals now 2 years in a row. This just might be the year that they actually, win that first game. And start making those next steps.
Well, he's got one more year left between the pipes, and we'll see what they do. Maybe exercise a fifth year out of him after next season. So it looks like this program is going to be the team to beat. Last year, it looked like it was going to be Rowan after they had that hot, what was it, 11-0 start. You guys were responsible for ruining. But I guess Ryder's going to be a team that's just not going to go away, huh?
No, there's no, there's that's definitely true. I mean, they play a very nice, physical team game. They beat Patterson. They played us extremely tough. They had an oops up against Montclair State, but Montclair is a very good hockey team. So, those nights are going to happen when you play tough competition. And that's another thing. Their schedule's gotten a lot better. I mean, they used to just play a cupcake schedule and just try to rack up a lot of wins. But when they play tough competition, they'd lose a hockey game. So now they're playing much better competition night in and night out. I mean, they played Maryland and they beat Maryland 4-1 the night before they played us. And Maryland beat us and went to Nationals last year. So years ago they would have never put those two games back to back. So I mean they're challenging themselves, and when you challenge yourself schedule wise and talent wise, your program gets better. So I tip my hat to Ryder. They're doing a good job.
All right, so the next day, you had Millersville come to town. And the first period, you guys went to the dressing room, tied it too, but then things opened up quite a bit for you guys after that. Talk about this handed win, 8-2 against Millersville. Definitely polar opposite from your 2-1 performance against Ryder.
Yeah, I think we had a rough, first period. We had a great, first couple of minutes and really took it to them. I think we were up 2-0 5 or 6 minutes in, and then we, kind of figured the game was over. And I think they kind of figured that it was going to be kind of like a Gettysburg game, and they could just kind of go for goals and just kind of go through the motions and win by blowout fashion. And that just wasn't the case, because when we stop doing the little things right and stop playing hockey the way that we can, we're just another hockey team, and Millersville can beat just another hockey team. So, I think the shots were 7-4 after one, and the score was 2-2. So, my voice is a little bit gone, and I think part of that is still because of the first intermission. So,
Right.
we woke them up, and the captains had a players only, let's get our stuff together kind of thing. This isn't who we are. And they came out in fine fashion and, put 17 shots in the last 11 minutes, so, of the second period. So, I mean, it worked.
Well, you guys woke up, and Zach Tracy definitely came around here with his what is that, his second hat trick now?
No, I think that's his first hat
That's his
trick of the year.
first.
He's got it. Yeah, his first, actually might even be his first hat trick of his UMBC career. So, yeah, it
Okay.
was definitely the Zach Tracy show. And just proving that him and Atkinson and Sean O'Connor are really doing a good job together.
I thought he had a hat trick last year against Delaware, but I think that was probably O'Connor.
Yeah,
So,
no, that's for sure. Probably we'll see.
yeah. So, talk a little bit about your depth now. Taking a look at your leaders, Zach Tracy. he's a force to reckon with, and then right behind him is Atkinson. Talk about the 1-2 punch you got up front.
They're fun to watch. I mean, they're two completely different players. Tracy has speed. There's just that's just the one thing you just can't teach. If you give Tracy an inch, he's going to take a mile, because he's going to blow right past you. And if you got speed in this league, it's really tough to shut down. And Atkinson can keep up with him. He's a machine. He really is. Somebody just asked the other day, I was walking through the rink, and somebody was talking to one of their friends or whatnot in the lobby, and they asked who's the kid outside sprinting in the parking lot. And I look outside, and there's Atkinson getting ready for the hockey game. I mean, he's an animal, and and he works his rear end off, and he's got all the talent in the world. So, we're really happy to have him, and he brings a lot, both to the power play, the 5-on-5. He's great in the face-off circle. Very responsible in the defensive zone. If you give him a chance to shoot, he's gonna put it past your goaltender. So, but if you just kind of zero in on him, Sean O'Connor and Tracy
Yeah.
are gonna make your defensemen have a really, really bad evening. So.
That was the next player I was going to talk about, was OC. kind of looking at a finale here in this season for him, and quite a performance so far with two shorthanded goals under his belt. Pretty well balanced player with four goals and eight assists. I mean, I guess you can't ask much more of those top three, but then you got your captain coming up the ranks there, kind of like a Steve Yzerman there, splitting things up 4 and 4 on the goals and assists there. Talk a little bit about your captain.
Bloom's had a great he's had a great first couple of years, and he's off to another good start. He had a minor injury, up against Siena and things like that, but he's back to 100%. And, you just can't. I mean, with the depth of this team, you really can't just zero in on one line. So, in years in past, we've only had, one line or sometimes two. Now we've got three scoring lines that can go up and down the rink as fast as anybody's, top two lines, and if not faster, and extremely productive. And every person on, in our top nine can put the puck in the net. And if you sleep on our fourth line, they're going to outwork you, and they're going to put a puck in the net. So, it's really nice. Bloom's obviously, he's been our leading goal scorer the last 2 years, and he's centering our second line or our 1A line. So, I mean, it speaks to the depth of UMBC this year and the kind of success that I hope would, I think that they're going to have.
Now, do you have all the pieces in place for Virginia Tech and Georgetown? That's the real question. The last time you saw Virginia Tech, they knocked you guys out of the mock playoffs back in the spring of this year, and with a 2-0 score, what are you guys going to do to make sure that doesn't happen again?
No, I think we gotta, kind of bring our A game. I think, you're gonna see another game between Detweiler and Drago, and so I don't expect the score to be extremely high scoring, but two goals is the maximum that the spread of these two have played over the last 4 years. 2-0, 3-1, 2-0, three different times the score has been, decided by 2 goals. Everything else has been 1 goal. So you've got two teams that match up extremely well together. Joey Mullen's a great coach, and he gets his guys prepared, and I think that, that we've got our guys prepared for homecoming and things like that. So it's in our building. We want to show well. We have the band and everybody there. So, it should be actually a really good evening.
Now, how do you think your players match up against theirs in this situation? They got pretty much the same roster as last year, and you have a new crew. I mean, a lot of new guys that are kind of making names for themselves now, like Atkinson and McCall, and so on and so forth. There, how do you think this one's going to play out? It doesn't feel to me that this is going to be a 2-goal spread game in my mind.
Well, you never know. It could be. It's. I mean, we know what they have. They got basically the same roster. They added, four or five kids. We added 10.
Right.
So, I mean, they've got the, I guess, the experience on their side, and the continuity and the chemistry of their lines. If they're the same ones from last year and things like that. I know they got Alex Smith back from going overseas second semester, so that's going to help. He's been their top goal scorer for a while. You definitely got to watch when he's on the rink. But, I mean, but we've also got the unknown factor. I mean, I know Joey's seen tape on us and things like that, and just a couple of times that he's talked, and he said, how good Atkinson is and things like that. But, it's hard to tell, what a team's got when the camera's in a corner. And, it's a whole different feel to watch them actually skate right by you versus, watching it on film skate away from the camera. So, we're going to have a couple things up our sleeve, and I'm sure they'll have a couple things up their sleeve, and it'll be a nice little chess match. But, both teams can put the puck in the net. Both teams love to shoot the puck, and both teams have good goaltending. So we'll see what happens.
And then you got the rubber match against them in January as well. So it's interesting. It'll be starting. The home and home will start here, obviously, and then go to them in January. So that should set up for a great contest down there at the Civic Center. Now, the other contest of the weekend, Georgetown. Now, this is an interesting one. All right, last year you guys beat them with a narrow margin of 3-2, and they beat Millersville 6-3 this year. Any concerns about this one?
I mean, you always got to be concerned when you get when you put somebody, when you have to play somebody. Which team will show up, and you don't want to, you can always have a letdown. So, I mean, if we end up, beating Virginia Tech, there's always a chance that they're going to say, oh, well, Georgetown isn't Virginia Tech, so we should be able to beat them, and just kind of go through the motions, and that doesn't work. We lose to Virginia Tech, Georgetown could be in for a really rough night, because I think we're going to be a little angry. But I mean, we'll just have to see. I mean, I'm not too worried. I try not to be worried about what other teams have, because I think I've got enough confidence in my guys that if we play our game and we play the way we can, we should be able to take care of what we need to take care of, and we'll let the, chips fall where they may. But, I'm pretty confident in my team that if we play the way we are, we're going to come out on the victorious side no matter who we play. So.
All right, well, I think we're pretty well caught up here. I think we've caught up, what, 2 weekends, and then looking forward to a third. So, any final thoughts before going into this homecoming weekend against Virginia Tech and Georgetown?
It should be a fun game. The band's going to be there. It's homecoming weekend. We should have a packed house, so it should be a good experience and a real good hockey game. So,
And
just looking forward to it.
have fun with those recruits that you got taking a look at the team, huh?
Oh, absolutely.
How many spots you got available for them for next year, possibly?
Yeah. Oh, who knows? And what do I carry? 30 guys, so I guess 30.
You keep your returners guessing, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. You got to earn your spot from year to year. So,
Exactly. Well, that's a good way of keeping them in line. All right,
absolutely.
Coach. Well, good luck this weekend.
Thanks, Terrence. You feel better, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks. That's Coach Aaron Vogelei for this week's edition of Coach's Corner here this coming weekend, homecoming weekend, and we'll talk with them next weekend on the results of these two contests, Virginia Tech and Georgetown. We'll talk to you all real soon, and as always, don't stop believing.
Take care.